88-year-old Song Rong Sho is very well taken care of. She lives with her daughter, her grandson, and his family in Beijing. That's the way the elderly have traditionally been cared for in China. But modern times have created a lot of economic opportunities for China's young people, often far from home. And that means leaving the elderly behind. So here in the city of Chongqing, they had an idea, making a rather unique promise to get people to help their elderly neighbors. The idea is simplicity itself. Call it the age bank. People rack up hours, noting them in a logbook. They give their time caring for senior citizens, hours they can withdraw in their golden years as the next generation takes care of them. This community leader came up with the idea. There were a lot of retirees in this neighborhood, he told us, that weren't very busy, and the very elderly needed help. It can be anything from running a quick errand to just stopping in for a daily chat. Wang Tingru is 92 years old.
What do the helpers do to help you through the day?
They treat me like I'm their mother, she says, cooking meals, buying groceries. 61-year-old Mrs. Zai does this work with an eye on her future. I've been depositing time in the bank, she says, so one day people will help me. Like other countries, China has an aging population that is growing fast. But here, there is no government safety net, few nursing homes. Families have always taken care of their own. But to these elderly, the age bank has made volunteers feel like family. And kept Mrs. Wong so spry, she can teach me the China two-step. And so happy because even without family, thanks to the age bank, she has the next best thing, people who care.
You're very good.
Barry Peterson, CBS News, Chongqing, China.